Now, it's not just about rising temperatures. There's also floods, drought, disease, storms, and food shortages. These are all the things that are already happening because of climate change and that we can expect to see a lot more of. So what do we do about it? The first thing that I want to tell you, and which I talk about in my book, is that we will have to adapt because climate change is already happening. We can't stop it. It's too late. So the first thing we have to do is we have to change the way that we make our buildings. We have to change the way we have to protect ourselves from the climate change that's coming. So this is the Thames Barrier. It's a barrier that protects the River Thames in London. Already, it's having to be made higher because it's not high enough. This is the metro, the underground railway station in Copenhagen. They're already having to retrofit that because of the dangers of flooding. This is the very beautiful Confederation Bridge in Canada. They built it very recently, and they had to build it 1 meter higher because in its lifespan of 100 years, that's how much that the sea level is going to rise. So already we're having to change the way that we build things to take climate change into account. But we're also going to have to stop the emissions that we're doing before it's too late. Here is my question: where do emissions come from? Emissions of carbon dioxide come every time we burn coal or oil or gas or trees. These are the things that put carbon dioxide into the air. And they come from lots of places. So this is about as much as we get from waste. This is about how much making energy contributes. This is transport, buildings, industry, agriculture, and the last one is an especially important one for Brazil, forests. I'll talk more about some of those in a moment. I'm going to focus on a few of them that I think are very important for Brazil. So first of all, emissions from transport. This is a very hot topic recently, the question of biofuels. The idea that you take a car and you grow something that you then turn into alcohol or biodiesel and you put in your car. It's not quite as simple as this, just putting the crop in directly. It seems like a very good idea because when you burn it, it does not contribute to global warming. And that's great. But there are some problems. Especially with this thing. In the United States especially, and in parts of Europe too, a lot of people are making alcohol out of corn, maize. And that is one of the biggest problems with biofuel. Maize is one of the crops that if you use it to make biofuel, competes with food. That's why the food prices have been going up so high, because of all the corn that's being used to make biofuel. I'm going to talk about what happens in Brazil in a moment. Also, the problem with this is that because the food prices go up, people start to go hungry. This is a food riot in Mexico. But it's not just that. In some cases, when you make alcohol out of corn, it takes so much energy to grow the corn, to harvest the corn, to create the sugar, and then to make the alcohol. And that energy is putting emissions into the air all the time when you drive your tractors or the energy and electricity that you have to use. And in the end, when you do the sums, the balance, it's not very much better than just using gasoline, petrol. And that's a problem. Another problem is with this, biodiesel. A lot of biodiesel is made out of this. This is palm oil. But most of the palm oil to make biodiesel, there's a lot of palm oil grown here in Brazil, but most of it comes from Indonesia. And in Indonesia, they don't have very much land left. So how do they grow their palm oil? They take a rainforest and they burn it. Now that's a bad idea. It's a bad idea if you like rainforests, but it's also a terrible idea if you're trying to help save the climate. Because when you burn the rainforest, you put the emissions into the air, and you don't solve the problem. So very serious problems with biofuels. Now this is here in Brazil. Does that mean that you shouldn't be doing this in Brazil, that you should not have alcohol? In fact, this is great. Because what you use in Brazil is sugar cane. Sugar cane here doesn't compete with food crops. And also, sugar cane is very easy to process. You can get the sugar out of it quickly and easily, and then you make your alcohol. This is 75-80% better than using gasoline or petrol. It's fantastic. I was so excited. I came here from Europe, and the car that came to pick me up at the airport was running on alcohol. Now, you think this is normal. I was fascinated because I was saying, I'm seeing the future. What you do here in Brazil is what the rest of the world will have to do with their cars. So I think you should feel very proud of your alcohol in your cars.